Guided imagery, future self visualization. Get into a comfortable position and allow yourself to relax. Allow your eyes to close and begin by focusing your awareness on your breath. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in easily and effortlessly. Then breathing out and letting go of tension and stress. Each breath allows you to become more and more relaxed and comfortable. Let any outside sounds only serve to allow you to go deeper inside, a reminder of how good it is to leave the noise and stress of the outside world and journey into the quiet and peace of your own inner world. As you breathe, feel the tension drain from your body, leaving you relaxed and at peace. As you sink deeper into the warmth and safety of your inner world, know that there is no right way to do this process. Anything that comes up for you or presents itself is absolutely perfect. Take another deep breath and let go as you exhale. Now, imagine that you are lying in a meadow, a beautiful, lush, green meadow. You are totally peaceful, feeling nourished, nurtured, and enveloped in the warmth of Mother Earth. And as you lie there, feeling complete and safe and nurtured, a cloud comes floating down out of the sky and brushes the earth as it slips underneath you and carries you undisturbed off into the sky. As you float through the sky, you see and notice that things are moving much more quickly. Knowing that you are totally safe and at peace, as the cloud starts descending towards the earth again, you intuitively know that you are not returning to the same space that you were in before. You are returning instead to the earth 5 years in the future. As the cloud slowly brings you down to earth, you also know that you will be placed where you yourself will be living 5 years in the future. So look now and notice, where is this cloud coming down? Gently and comfortably, the cloud touches the earth and sets you softly on the ground. Stand up and look around. This is where your future self lives. In front of you is the dwelling of your future self. What does it look like? What kinds of landscape or buildings surround it? Are there trees or flowers? What kind? What do you smell in the air? As you are standing there, get a sense of this place. And then move forward to the dwelling of your future self. Walk up to the front door and see your future self waiting for you. Know that your future self is pleased to see you. As the door opens, what do you notice? Greet your future self and notice the way that your future self returns your greeting, welcoming you into this time and place 5 years in the future. Take in this person, your future self. What does he or she look like? Notice how they stand. what they are wearing. What is the essence of your future self? And now notice the inside of the dwelling. What are the colors and the senses of this place? What kind of person lives here? What kind of work do they do? Now ask your future self if there's a special place where you both can go and talk for a while. As you are taken to this room, continue to notice your surroundings in the home of your future self. And now as you sit with your future self, ask him or her if there is any special piece of advice that they would like to share with you. Any special guidance that will help you move from where you are now to where they are in the future. Over the next minute of silence, listen to their words of guidance. You may imagine your advisor talking with you, or you may simply have a direct sense of their message in some other way. Allow them to communicate with you in whatever way seems natural. Now ask your future self if they have any other guidance to offer you as you embark in this next phase of your life's journey. Listen carefully to your future self's advice. As you consider your future self's advice, imagine the steps you will take to put their guidance into action. What is it that you must do first? And how will you go about that? And now, before you leave, your future self hands you a gift. Take a moment to look at it. Open it if it is wrapped. Know that there is special meaning in this gift for you. Take it with you as you rise to leave. Bring this visit with your future self to a close. Thank him or her for being here with you today and sharing their wisdom with you. Say one last goodbye at the door to your future self's home, knowing that you are welcome to return anytime you choose. Now move over to where you originally came down on the cloud, for there it is waiting for you. Gently lie down. The cloud safely lifts you up and carries you into the sky, floating smoothly along, safely, securely, transporting you back to the present time. See the cloud floating down, bringing you back into this room and the place where you are now. As you are placed into the present, notice your breath, breathing in and breathing out. Feeling the chair beneath you, slowly, now as you feel ready, go ahead and open your eyes. Take a few minutes to jot down any images, thoughts, feelings, and intentions that you would like to remember from this experience. I encourage you to journal about this experience, or you may want to do a drawing or write an action plan. Know that you can always return to visit your future self to continue your conversation. I encourage you to share some of your insights from this imagery with someone you are close to, a friend or a family member. And to end, I'd like to share a quote from W.H. Murray. Until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness. Concerning all acts of initiative, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans, that the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance, which no man or woman could have dreamed would have come his or her way. Whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. And that is by Goethe. Blessings.